Now we're going to meet our VIPs. Their current album is called Monterey. Please welcome the Milk Carton Kids. Your guys' calendar is so packed. I can't believe we got you. I looked at your tour schedule, and are you in a pocket right now of calm, or am I literally catching you in a couple days?
Pockets of calm. We were in a pocket of calm.
You were in a pocket of calm?
Yeah, we actually just travel around in a pocket of calm.
Joey doesn't have much of a personality, as you can tell.
Milk Carton Kids is a kind of a dark name. I like it, but I'm sure when you say that to people, you get interesting reactions.
Thank you.
You're welcome, Joey.
Because it doesn't strike everybody as dark, and it's supposed to be dark, but when you get on a plane with your guitar and the flight attendant says, oh, what's the name of your band? And you say the Milk Carton Kids, 100% of the time they say, oh, that's cute.
Right.
Is not the intended response.
What would you like the response to be?
I would like no response whatsoever.
Just silence, and then they turn away.
Yeah. Can I get you a ginger ale?
Right. Moving on, right? Why did you decide to call yourself the Milk Carton Kids? How about that? I know it's the name of a song.
Lack of foresight.
It's good.
No, it's the name of it's the name of one of our songs, and the song is named after a lyric within the song.
He's not joking. This is about.
We're very self-referential. And the lyric is used as a dark metaphor. A kind of a twisted way of actually talking about something that's a positive thing, the vanishing of the insecurities of youth and adolescence as one finds one's identity as an adult.
That is pretty deep,
also,
man.
Also missing children.
Now, you guys have been playing together since 2010. Mm-hmm. Is that when you met as well?
Yeah, they're about.
Mm-hmm. And you met in L.A. Mm-hmm. How did you meet?
We were both struggling solo artists. I guess artists is a generous term, but we were playing concerts, alone under our separate names. And I went to a Kenneth Pattingale concert.
Yeah, that's me.
Yes, Kenneth. Yes, you were highly recommended.
And I walked in, and Kenneth was singing a song that he'd written from the perspective of a dead dog. I just knew that the kind of uplifting material we could create together was going to be commercially viable.
But when you first started playing together, Joey, you have said that you thought your sound together was horrible.
No, it's true. Kenneth and I have very different senses of time, for example, and sometimes of pitch. And so when we played together for the first time, I thought there was a lot of things that were rubbing against each other the wrong way. And it was not until Kenneth had put up a microphone and we heard the recording back, and I realized that our different approaches sort of created this really interesting, exciting tension that I was misreading in the moment for, dissonance or something displeasing.
And would you agree with that?
I tuned out when he was talking. I mean, he is exceptionally boring, is he not?
I thought it'd be really rewarding to be in a duo.
It's not.
Well, we're going to see how well you guys know each other, which I feel already I'm getting a sense pretty well, a little later as part of your Ask Me Another challenge. But right now, we would love to hear a song from your album, Monterey.
All right.
All right.
We can do that.
Probably we sleep and are still hungover. Quiet evenings, reading in the twilight of all the things that cross my mind. I've tried to think what happened to the fire. It's burning out, made me into a liar. It made me feel like I'd been shooting shadows, letting all that really mattered go. And I would not be surprised to find you'd forgotten my name by now. No, I could not see as time went by, my shadow fading out.
Kids. Coming up, we're going to take misquoting movies to a whole new level. So yippee-ki-yay, Mother Love Bone. Stay tuned. I'm Ophira Eisenberg, and this is NPR's Ask Me Another.